The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
16-16-1-12, played at 12-10-82. In the end, the Swans just marking 200 wins as coach for John Longmire at the Sydney Swans. We're hit the phones, 52-232-955. We'll be going to the catch room shortly, but Johnny has joined us on the line. Johnny, thanks for your call.
How you going, guys?
Fire away.
Yeah, just Stanley, no front position. Fagan, Ed Goulden, Haney, we need to make sure we start tagging people in the midfield. Stewart and Cameron, if they aren't getting a kick on the in the forward line or back line, put them in the midfield. They've both done well in the midfield before, and we're up by six goals, and then we just start disappearing.
Johnny, thanks for your call. Neildy?
Look, we know that they certainly did get on top of the midfield, Sydney. They've got some superstars of the competition. They've won 11 of 12 games. Geelong, yeah, they got beaten in there. There's no doubt about that. Two of Geelong's best midfielders, I think it's worthy of note, are currently sitting in the grandstand in Dangerfield and Guthrie. They can't help us there. There'll be a lot of unbelievable learnings out of there. A couple of young guys in there in Bruin and Clark. They'll be much better the next time they come up against these guys. Look, sometimes, yeah, you come up against better players. There were some senior players who were down. Stanley competed for what he had for the first half, and then arguably one of, if not the best at the moment, I suppose, up there with Max Gawn in Brody Grundy, blew the game apart in the second half. Heaney and Warner, they're at the peak of their powers, and Geelong just don't have a midfielder who can compete with them at the moment, as do not many of the other clubs.
Thanks for your call, Johnny. Happy to take more of your calls. 52-232-955. Benny, the KFCX, have you been able to get that fired back up? You were just having some minor technical difficulties a little bit earlier, but just we've asked the question, as we always do post-game, thoughts, and it always seems to fire up a little bit more. I can take care of it for you, Benny.
There's a little internet problem, Kingy.
Oh, it's a problem with the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me have a little bit of a go here with the thoughts and the reactions, thanks to KFC. Of course, feel like nuggets, popcorn, chicken and chips, get into KFC for a $6.95. Giant snack pack. Andrew Daly, disappointed to say the least, not surprised by the result. Shows when we are on, we are good, but then we either lose the skills or get pressured easily into mistakes. The kids will learn some from it. That was Police Academy 5 Miami. Knew what to expect, not much. Need danger back, great effort with the Swans having two buys already. Played like that versus Port and Giants, we probably win. Protected zone 50 is just a joke. Too tall, need more help in the midfield and more pace. Get a look at Lawson Humphreys and get Parfitt back in. Cat fan Pete, not good enough in the end. Battled it out, but Swanee's too good. Bring on the bye. Commentator Max, Cats aren't winning it. No way in the class of the Swans, so play the kids and build to the next flag. Yeah, Geelong aren't doing that. A scaredy cat, an improvement on how we have been. Great pressure early on, couldn't sustain it, and a few passengers. Fails, looks like it's been an improvement on the past few weeks. Sydney are next level. Torvey, I thought the gate team eased off 10 minutes into the second. Got to go 120, which we are not at the moment. Lockie can't keep playing one good quarter half and expect to get a result. Sydney's usual suspects played in their own paddock, and once again, no backup plan with Tom Stewart being tagged again. Motorock, high pay TV rates. It was a great game. Interesting. Brooke, I didn't expect Cats to win. First time I've ever tipped against the Cats in a footy tipping comp. When you're close to leading, you don't throw away a tip. Happier with the effort in this match over the last five, though. Swans are clearly the benchmark in 2024. Two Garys looks like a team that were full of run after two buys in 12 rounds versus a team that's played 12 straight. Haley loves Geelong. That one hurt. Brett Spinks. Good to hear from you, Brett. Duncan and Stanley were great servants on their last legs. Jaff lacking a midfield. Frank Perotta just didn't close down their midfields for long enough. So go away, take away the learnings during the bye and reset for second half. A bumpy road to rediscovery. Fairly predictable. Hopefully that ends the experiment of being a midfielder down, going three talls in the end, only losing by five goals to the team to beat on their home turf. Not too bad. Thank God for the bye, though. Emily finally put Jezza up forward, two goals, and we get within 12. And then in the blink of an eye, they easily score and it blows out again. Ed, not bad for a team without a bye. Nuffy from Corot. Nuff is sad. Jus, more forwards in, is totally so good. Adrian Mancini, good early, fell asleep again in the middle. Can't compete with anyone at the moment in the air. Midfield ruck dominated again. Need to get experience back after the bye. Kerry James, Stanley was actually good in the first quarter, but once Grundy cracked him, boy, he was a non-competitive. Shouldn't play again. Warner put 50 metres on Duncan in the space of 100. Stewart WTF, had wires knocked loose with that concussion. Was always going to be hard, but geez, did we fold. John, typical Geelong this season, do nothing in the middle part of the game. De Koning should spend some time in the twos, according to Magnus Sherlock. JFK, been a big fan of Stanley, but Geelong are getting killed in the ruck, time to target a star. Hasn't been nice footy for a few months now, been scratching the surface, and that loss shows how far behind they are. 60-point turnaround to lose isn't done by champion teams. Clinton Mitchell, someone put to Scott what O'Connor did to get back into the side when he didn't play reserves. Getting sick of watching Blitz and Duncan just jog, and Dempsey can go back to the reserves as well. But hey, Danger will be back next week, so it'll be all good. I think that's fairly facetious. Kyrie, Sydney are another class. Fraser, Goulden, Heaney, Warner, we just can't compete with that. Can't fault the effort, though. Angus, two buys versus no buys, and Blitzars. Not sure what that means. Jazz Cat, way too good. As we get on the phone and have a chat to off the KFC X, feel like nuggets, popcorn, chicken and chips. Get into KFC for a $6.95 giant snack pack. Some of the Cats' gold guard are done. They should retire at the end of the year. We lack star power in the midfield and the better teams will smash us there. The Cats have some issues, can only be fixed during this year's trade draft period, but they're having a go anyway. Brendan dropped to Koning, put Neil into the ruck, get rid of Stanley and Conway to help Neil. Duncan is gone, bring in Manor. Be heaps better after the bye. Fair effort today, the Cats onwards and upwards. Some of the sentiment coming off the KFC X. We'll take a break and wrap things up from here at the SCG. It's been an interesting afternoon. Leading by 35, the Cats end up losing by 30, a 65-point turnaround, but there's plenty to take away, especially Zach Guthrie seemed pretty upbeat despite the loss heading into the break. The Cats, with 10 games to play, they were 8-5. You'd think they need to find 5, maybe 6 wins in the run home to be part of September action. In the end, the Cats fall by 30 points to the Swans after leading by as much as 35 during the second quarter. We've got a few commitments to meet before we wrap things up from the SCG, and we go into our own little bye over the next couple of weeks, head-to-head, thanks to White Cross Healthcare, Nealty, Scooters, Walkers, but much more. Trusted advice, best solutions. It was the battle of the halfbacks, Blakey and Stewart, and it turned into a bit of a non-event.
It did. Well, it was funny, Kingy, because the reason I went that way, when we looked in the pre-game meeting, we looked at the Sydney midfield and said, we actually don't want a head-to-head in there because we can't actually find one Geelong midfielder who may be able to hold their own, and that sort of came true. So we went the easy option and went Ben's mate, the Lizard, versus Tom Stewart, and it's a bit of a non-event. So we'll just move. Can we just move on? Give the sponsors a plug, but just say, just sort of fizzled out. Nil or draw. Locally, boring, actually.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years. Check them out at 143 Fine Street, South Geelong, with plenty of on-site parking, huge showroom, and visit whitecross.com.au. Jason Doherty has been boundary side for us this afternoon for A&B Australia Quality Shelving, back up from the Geelong rooms. Can you give us a sense of the mood down there?
Quiet, as you'd expect. No, just workmanlike, get things done and I think get out of the state and get home. I think that was the way they were doing it down there, so there wasn't too many supporters hanging around.
Yeah, I wouldn't
so
have thought.
I think it's out of the SCG and on the plane home.
Yeah, I think some are staying up, actually.
Are they?
My understanding is only 9 of the group are actually coming home.
Well, Lawson Humphreys is going somewhere because he's got a very big bag.
You're right.
Yes. Who? So he's well done, Lawson Humphreys. Well
number 17.
Number 17. Plays in the VFL. It's okay. You didn't miss him tonight. It's all right.
Right.
In the VFL. Don't worry.
Well, good old Lawson. You have a good
time.
But
some royalty down there. Eddie Betts was down there, and so was Michael O'Loughlin.
Right.
Sydney, great.
Yes.
We're in the rooms.
Superstar.
Yes.
What a player. The great.
And then I walked back out and saw there was 3,000 people having a kick-to-kick on the ground, which I
wasn't expecting.
So that was interesting.
Injury-wise, have you been able to glean anything out of Shannon Neal for St John of God?
Corky. Right leg, Corky. So the buy's come at a good time for him. Tanner Bruin, something wrong with the groin hip area. And I think Nick Blakey injured himself, which is why he was taken from the ground as well. So we'll keep an eye on him too.
Beautiful. Thank you for that, Jace. Good work by you. And we'll let you go and enjoy your wedding anniversary. Where's dinner tonight in Sydney?
It's at a little place called the Meat and Wine Company, which Mr. Neil likes.
Yeah,
so
that was
a good reference. So that was good. No curries for me tonight, so stay right out of that.
Right, fair enough. Thank you, Jace. Injury updates for St John of God. We put you first. Benny, you've got the stats fired back up for Kerr's High. The generator's kicked in. Your local hire company since 1982. Just some key numbers from out of this evening.
Yeah, look, Geelong ended up getting pantsed in the clearances 43-30. Centre clearances went actually only 4-14, 13. 41-29 overall. So they kicked 7 goals, 6. Geelong kicked 5 goals, 3. Grundy had 13. He has to advantage. Stanley had 8. In the end, I mean, Geelong only had 7 less inside 50s. The other one where there was probably a big disparity was contested possession. That was particularly in the second half. Geelong were down 20 in contested possession. But other than that, it was just weight of ball through the midfield. We've spoken about it. Goulden had 37 and kicked a goal. Warner had 26 and kicked 2. Heaney had 26 and kicked 2. Grundy had 25. McInerney 24 and kicked a goal. Taylor Adams had 23. Lloyd, obviously, he's not a midfielder. He had 21. Florent and Rowbottom. Well, Rowbottom's probably the second and third string midfielder. He's had 19. He's laid 10 tackles and had 4 inside 50. So good game there. Wicks had 17. Blakey, the old Liz, he had 16. Everybody chimed in there. Papley 15 and 4. Jordan 15 and 1 goal. 2 for the Cats. Max Holmes was their leading possession winner with 23. Only 14 of those effective. He did have 6 clearances and kicked a goal. Cameron had 21. I don't know if it was really a 21 sort of influence on the game. He kicked 2 in the last quarter. But up to Lenny, he was getting a lot of the ball up the ground and was not always using it that well. So Stewart had 20, always tries hard. Atkins had 20 touches and 7 tackles. Duncan had 19. And Collar Jasny, I thought, was probably one of Geelong's better players. He was solid. He had 19 possessions as well. So Myers started really well. He had 8 possessions in the first quarter. Only had 16 for the game, so only 8 more for the remainder of the game. A bit like O'Connor. O'Connor started really well, drifted out. One who did step up a little bit in the second half was Clark. Young fella, good to see. He was very quiet in the first half. He had 10 of his 16 touches in the third quarter, so it was good to see him. Thought Mullen was okay. It's another one who started really well when the catch on top, drifted out, but he had a job on Papley, who's kicked 4, but I'm not sure there's a whole lot he could do about some of them. The ball was coming down that quickly. I thought Mullen was pretty good at taking another step, playing his 13th game. Bowe's quiet, 14. He did kick 2 goals, but only 9 effective disposals. Dempsey the same, only 9 effective. But just the weight of ball through the midfield, and given the class of that Sydney midfield, Geelong just weren't able to overcome it.
Thank you, Benny. Good work by you. 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong, North Geelong Grove, Dallin Ocean Grove, Kerr's Hire, Jared and all the team, and of course bringing you the Cat Attack podcast. Your steamatic standout, Neildy, who have you got?
I've got 2 as always. So Sydney, I think it was fairly obvious to everyone in this box that the steamatic standout for the Sydney Footy Club today was Errol Goulden. Cass, can you just whip through his numbers again? I think they were enormous.
37 touches, 28 of those effective. He had 10 contested possessions, 5 tackles, 5 clearances, 1 goal, 1, 7 inside 50, 7 inside 50s, and he gained 733 metres.
Wow. And I think he got the 3 Brownlow votes the last time these two teams played. And if he doesn't get them this time, I'm not sure what the little Royal green commission people were looking at. And we always try to find a Geelong player, and it was like trying to find a match-up in the midfield, I reckon. But what we've gone with, steamatic standout for the Cats today, Tyson Stengel.
Yeah, finished with 3 goals and now has more goals this year than he kicked all of last year. So from 13 appearances this year, he's now got 27 goals, 10. Last year he kicked 27-9, and that was from 19 games, of course. Missed some time with that broken arm earlier in the season. Thank you for that, Neildy. Steamatic Geelong and Warrnambool now employing over 40 local staff and, of course, Australia's leading provider of specialist cleaning and disaster management experts, management services. Of course, your disaster restoration experts at Steamatic.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.